Hey gang, John here. I just want to take a quick moment and acknowledge something that is probably very obvious to you, which is, hey, there's fewer, 50 Days of DragonCon podcasts than there usually are at this point. Yes, that is very accurate. A couple of things have been happening, and we will return you to your regularly scheduled podcasts here very shortly. The directors and whatnot are to come up, but this is Lee's normal time for taking vacation. She does this every year during 50 days, but you know, she needs her time away before insanity of crunch time for Dragon Con occurs. So, I hope she's having a good time right now. And she'll be back in just a few days, from when I'm recording this, which by the way is Saturday night. The 30th, yes, Saturday night the 30th. So that's A. I was supposed to record a couple of podcasts today and yesterday. Well, let's go to B first, and I'll go to C, which is really the thing I just wanted to talk to you guys about real quick. Which is B is, you know, as I've mentioned a couple times here so far, I've started a new job after many, many years at my previous job. It is a fantastic job. I love it. And it will make me, less insane in theory, but, that in itself is just its own little ball of stress. So there's that. And then the thing that I really want to talk to you guys about is, I got some, bad news the other day about my nephew. I don't want to go into it too much. But as of right now, he's okay. He'll be having to go into surgery tomorrow morning. And what I really just want to say is, you know, the DragonCon community is pretty friggin' awesome. And we all love each other, but it's important that we let those around us know. Excuse me. How much we love them. And maybe not those folks are necessarily DragonCon. Maybe it's our loved ones that think we're weird. Our parents who think we're really weird or our siblings or just our next door neighbor. Take some time out to give everyone a hug. Because you never know, you know, how long, you know, you have. So, I know DragonCon over the years has lost people, and it's sort of devastating. I'm in sort of a juxtaposition right now because I'm going through this thing, but my daughter also just turned 16 and she's downstairs having a birthday party, and you can probably may be able to pick it up in the background. I'm not quite sure. So anyway, my point is just give everyone that you know a hug. Call your parents, call your siblings, call someone, tell them, you know, hey, you know what, I love you. And you know, that's that, because our time on here is limited on this earth, and we only get so many Dragon Cons before it's time to move on. So that's it. So anyway, without further ado, and hey, John, you're a bummer. Yes, I know. Here's one of our filler episodes that we did record earlier for when Lee was going to be on vacation. And this is us bickering about etiquette, con etiquette. Well, not really bickering. At one point, I guess we do, but that's it. Anyway, just know that I love you guys, you know, and yeah. That's it. So we will return to your regularly scheduled insanity here shortly. And, you know, there's been a lot of cool guests announced already. And there's still some more that are showing up every day. So until next time, this is John for, well, me saying hug someone.
There's one. Set for stun. guy sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is really
you slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that chews with its mouth open. And joining me, as always, is Lee. Lee, how you doing?
We do not chew with it. That is inappropriate.
No,
that is rude and impolite.
No, it's not rude.
Oh, yes, it is. You don't chew with your mouth open. You try not to talk with your mouth full.
Next, you're going to tell me not to pass gas in an elevator.
Yes, I would say that, but I don't think I can stop you from doing that one.
I don't think you can stop me from chewing with my mouth open.
Oh, I can make you at least feel bad about it.
You can make me feel, anyway. Oh, this is going down the wrong path.
Oh, so, don't go there.
So we're going to, this is... Spoiler alert, this is a filler episode for when we need to take a break. So I'm not sure exactly what day this will be released on, but as we record it, we are how many days out, Lee?
48.
48.
Or 47, depending on how you count.
Yeah, it depends on how you count. Interesting story. It's not really that interesting, but I'll tell you it anyway. I was watching, went to some restaurant the other day, or it had TVs all around, and it, ESPN was on, and it said it had a countdown from 50 for days until the college football kickoff. And it dawned on me.
Unfortunately,
and I knew it already, but it started Dragon Con and the college football kickoff start the same exact day.
Well, so and now, as we talk ESPN, about etiquette, that is a good one to talk about because we will have a lot of football fans around us at Dragon Con.
Yes.
The college football kickoff game is there, or all the college footballs, because they're on Thursday night. So you'll see a lot of people watching those games.
And everybody knows Dragon Con starts on Thursday now.
And it doesn't really, it's a soft start, but you'll see it. And then Friday, there is a mini, what was that?
Nothing.
I'm not talking, stop it. And then on Friday, which is the first day of Dragon Con, there is the big college football game downtown, which is the Chick-fil-A game. And I don't know who's playing. I'll look that up in just a second. And then on Saturday, there'll be another game. So,
Lee?
I'm right here.
You said, so, and then you dropped
so,
off.
Yeah, so there will be at least some things to do. Also, there's usually, and also usually take your keys. There are,
oh, yeah.
The other thing
first
is,
rule of,
the Chick-fil-A,
first rule of Dragon Con, bring your keys.
Bring your keys. Sorry. They, but yeah, so there'll be two football games going on. I think this year is it Georgia versus North Carolina? I'm trying to find that out. I think it is. So I have some Georgia fans there. You have some North Carolina fans there on the Chick-fil-A night. And then, you know, you'll have an again on Saturday night. I think that's a Tech game, if I am correct. I'm trying to find that out. So yes, there's a bunch of games going on. So it's really going to be kind of cool. And they're in Atlanta. So you'll see a lot of them, and it'll be a lot of fun. So, but what is really interesting about that is that you see the convergence of football and Dragon Con.
Yes.
It kind of reminds you, unfortunately, of high school, but we're all a lot older and wiser, and we're all also able to admit that we can have many different loves in our lives and fandoms in our lives. Because I am a huge college football fan. John is a huge college football fan. I would say I'm probably a bigger geek. Bigger nerd, but, well, no, I'm more geek. No, I'm not a nerd. I don't like the numbers. So there is that. So those are the things that really do go on, and you got to be nice to people. Don't be a jerk.
Right. So the number one rule of etiquette at Dragon Con is don't be a dick. Dick, yeah.
Or don't be a jerk. Don't jerk. Be that guy.
Depends
or that
upon
guy.
How you want to. Yeah. Don't be a Bob. You know, Bob is such a jerk.
Bob is a jerk. Don't be a Bob or a Bobette. Don't.
Not
there's just no reason.
Not my Bob, but a different Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a Bob that's a jerk somewhere. So yes, the first rule, and if you just follow that rule, really, at the end of the day, everything will be cool.
It will be.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. Because the thing is, you're going to have fun. And it's so much fun. But that's the big thing. I mean, so don't, yeah, chewing with your mouth open. Don't do that.
That's something that I don't necessarily, that's not covered under just Dragon Con rules. It's probably just
that's,
life.
That's kind of, well, just think about life rules, you know? When you bump into somebody, say, excuse me. Right. When you burp or fart, say, excuse me. These are things you have to teach little tiny children. Although little tiny children think farts are funny, if you ever are around them. So you've got that. What?
Listen, some grown-ups do, too.
Some grown-ups, sometimes grown-ups find farts.
Adam Sandler has made a career out of it, so.
Sandler has made a career out of fart and other jokes. So you got that. I think the other thing etiquette-wise, too, is, you know, we have heard, there are rumors that there are a lot of Pokemon around downtown. And okay. Pokemon Go, we are in the middle of the craze right now.
Right.
Don't stop and try to catch one right there. I'm sorry. Somebody, no. I don't know how the Pokemon show up. I don't know how many there are. What?
Here's what I would say. There are people moving around you trying to get by, you're going to have to not catch that one. You're going to have to you're going to have to let it go. And you're going to take the go part of Pokemon because you will get crushed if you try and stop. I would argue I don't know what the situation is with Pokemon down in downtown Atlanta.
Oh, there are people walking around getting Pokemon.
Oh, I'm sure there are. But first of all, the first rule, I mean, this is really a rule just of cell phone usage in general. Look the F up. In other words, stop looking at your phone, look up. Now, look up. I don't, you know, my kids like playing Pokemon Go. I've played it a little bit. I'm still only level 4, so there you go. That's as much as I played it. But
I haven't downloaded it.
It was fun going through St. Augustine because there's a lot of historical places, right? So you could go to see all the historical places and catch your Pokemon at the same time. But the point is, my point here is, stand on the balcony. That's fine. Stand overlooking, like say in the, which one's the one with the balcony all the way up? Well, both of them. Actually,
both,
all of them
well,
have.
There's.
But the one that looks
like
over,
on
Marriott,
second
Marriott,
floor
middle.
Of the Hyatt.
I was thinking Marriott middle.
Marriott has the loft bar. Yeah.
Right. Or you can even see over the, you can see over the edge there too, can't you? From your hotel rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so some of them, it's a long way down.
Anyway, my point is, you know, stand over the edge, stand to the side, stand against the wall, anything. Just stay out of the way because people are trying to. Not everybody. I know it's crazy, but not
everybody. Not everybody. Well, I mean, it's kind of like we talked about already earlier. Don't stop in the middle of a hallway to take pictures.
Follow.
Okay. Don't.
Yeah.
If people are walking,
exactly.
Keep walking. We're all trying to get somewhere. If you really, really got to get that picture, you need to follow that person. and get to a place where there is a picture area because they're in all the hotels. Okay, right. So there's a place where you can stand off to the side and do pictures. It's not in the walkway. It's not between the Hyatt and the Marriott. It's not between the Hilton and the Marriott. It's not in that roundabout right where you're trying to get from the Hilton to the Marriott to the food court. It's not in that roundabout. That is a bad roundabout to stop in and people will yell. So don't do it. Okay. And it is a roundabout. We're trying to make it a roundabout so that you can like get in and get out kind of easier. So do it that way. Follow the group. I think the other thing etiquette wise is, as we said, don't be a Bob, don't be a Bobette, but also just kind of think about your surroundings. As you're saying, John, look up, don't look at your phone all the time. We know you got to look at the maps. We know you got to try to figure out which hotel you're going to for your next panel, but also look up and just kind of figure out where you are. Sometimes I think so many people just get lost in the, oh my God, I can't figure out where I am. There are too many people. Or, oh my God, this hallway looks like the last hallway. Just take a breath, keep moving. And when you can get out of the way, you pop out of the way and then think about where you are. So already, if you can already have the plan and know where you're going, that's great. But if you do get a little verklempt and a little like, oh my God, I can't figure out which hotel I'm in, that's okay. It happens. It happens to all of us. It has happened to me, I swear. Not as bad as it happens to John, but it has happened to me. So just kind of step aside, get yourself a little more settled and go in, and that's fine.
So basically the rules for photography and the rules for Pokemon Go are essentially the same.
Yep.
People are moving, you keep moving. If people
keep
are
moving.
Stopped, then feel free to do whatever you want to do.
Right. And remember that there are going to be times when there are, first of all, there are places for pictures, and also there are times when people are really out with the costumes. So Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Sunday night, of course, is the masquerade. So you're going to see the most amazing costumes ever. But on Friday night and on Saturday night, you know, there's a place in the Hyatt, there's a place, especially in the Marriott, that is open and ready for pictures. Now, there's a place where you'll keep walking if you're not trying to do pictures, but there's a whole lot of space there to do pictures. And people want to do it there.
On Saturday, you'll at least keep shuffling.
You'll keep shuffling, right. I mean, on Saturday, it's not as fast. And especially Saturday night, people, you know, it's slowing down a little bit. But there is still a moving part, and everybody is over there taking pictures. So do that. That's right. A wonderful thing to do. And I want people to take pictures.
All right. So
I get it. Even if what you're taking a picture of is just your friends, you're not even taking a picture of the costumes. So do it now.
So Lee, since we're on the topic of taking pictures, what are the acceptable, what is the etiquette for taking a picture of someone that is in cosplay?
If in cosplay, first of all, ask if a picture is okay. I would say probably 9 times out of 10, if they're standing there and ready for you, yeah, they want you to take it. The other thing is don't touch. This is a picture. If you want to be in the picture, you need to ask nicely, and you need to ask, you know, can I put my arm around you, or can I do this? Don't be a Bob. You know, you might think it's funny to grab this person and see if they like it. No, it's not nice. So don't do it. Don't touch. Don't touch unless specifically, yes, you can put your arm around me or things like that. People will do that. Also, just the other thing about in cosplay, as I said, is ask. But a lot of times, and people have kind of done this really well, some cosplayers will give you like a little card so you know what it, you know, like so you can tag them. So ask them that too. Do you want me to tag you or something like that? I think that's very nice because people put a lot of work into these costumes, and it's really important that you do that. Doing that one.
And if you're taking a lot of pictures, you can do what my buddy Shag did or has done over the years. And if you have like a website, or if you're going to put them on Facebook or whatever, it might be also helpful if you had a card. So in other words, just to give to their handler. Typically I would say probably about half.
It depends on how bulky or whatever their costume is. But a lot of them will have a handler. And you can kind of ask them how to do everything, and giving them a card saying, hey, here's my website, here's my Facebook, even my Facebook page where I'm going to put all of these pictures.
Yeah, and so then they can go see the pictures, they can go grab the pictures, because I'm sure, of course, they want to see them as well.
They want to see what those pictures are too, because believe it or not, it's so funny, it's kind of, all of us have done this, is I didn't get a picture of myself.
Yeah,
if you got a really good one, I'd love to show everybody what my costume was.
For cheap business cards, you can go to like Vistaprint or whatever and get like 500
you
for like Vistaprint,
500 for like 10 bucks if you've never done it before, 20 bucks if you have. You can also make your own. I mean, it's really, it is a, there is a Word template for that. You just kind of got to get some heavy card stock. But
the point is
you can do it.
Do that. So it's not a bad idea. But back to just the etiquette in general.
I want to go into etiquette one more thing about photos.
Sure.
Okay, so let's say you're in a really big main room with the guest stars, like the big, big guest stars. There is no reason to have your flash on. It is not going to help you.
Unless you're playing cosplay flash, and then you have to have your flash on.
I don't know what that is, but we're talking about big rooms, so stop it. So if you're in a big room and you're trying to take a picture of those actors up on the stage, don't have your flash on. Number one, it's not going to help you. Number two, a lot of flashes going on can cause epileptic seizures, and we don't want to do that. So don't do it. That's a little etiquette thing too. And yes, you can turn off your flash on your phone and on your camera. And if you don't know how to do it, somebody beside you, because I have no idea how to turn the flash off on my camera, somebody beside you will know how. So ask. Sorry. But that's my other thing about pictures. And also, usually in the panel rooms, those are very well brightly lit. You're not going to need them, but you know, be careful on that as well.
All right. So
sorry,
moving around the con.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but we're still doing the American road rules, right? So on the right, everyone walks to the right side.
Everybody walks to the right. Yes. So keep walking to your right, wherever you go. Queue up appropriately. Now, we do have a problem sometimes with people. How do we queue up and things like that? I'm going to be able to have some more information on that. We have a Dragon Con meeting soon. I'm going to try to get exactly how they're planning on doing some queue ups. So we'll be good on that. But do queue up appropriately. But yes, walk on the right. And, you know, try not to walk three abreast, guys. Yeah. One or two abreast is okay. But when you get three and four as a big group, first of all, you can't hear each other anyway. But it also, that's a little too wide. So one or two people kind of helps it move faster.
Right. And yeah, because those hallways get narrow, right? So
those hallways get very narrow.
Especially the tunnels where you're going, you know, you got two-way traffic going. You want to make sure that, again, stay as far over to the right as you can without, you know, injuring yourself or causing yet another problem. Right. And just keep moving and be respectful of the people around you, of course. So if someone's trying to, you know, don't try and cut in front of a ton of people, you know, just be patient. You will get to your panel. Everybody's trying to go the same way. Well, everyone's trying to go to the same place you are. So
everybody's trying to get to their own panel or get to their own thing. So let's just kind of try to work on it together. If you've ever flown on Virgin Airlines, you know, they do everybody has to do the flight safety thing. And one of the things is they say, we're all in this together. Well, we are all in this together. So let's all move together in a nice way and a nice flow. And let's keep going that way. I think, the other thing there, and I just had it and now it's gone. But the other thing is don't just kind of abruptly stop because that is really difficult for people behind you. I understand you're cosplaying. I am very happy for you to cosplay, but during the big thing of the Matrix, we had a lot of people trying to be Agent Smiths and they thought they could cut in front of lines and everything. Don't do that. You push people. You don't push people. Don't get so into your cosplay that you're a Bob. Don't be a Bob.
Now, just for the record, I do know a couple of Bobs. They're all nice. So
they're all nice, but don't be the bad Bob. Don't be Bob Bobette. Don't be that guy. Don't be that gal. Because you know what? You think it's fun to cosplay this way. The person you just kind of pushed out of the way didn't think it was very fun. They're not having fun. So, also, remember, we have lots of escalators around Dragon Con, especially the Marriott, especially the Hyatt, the Hilton, some at the Sheraton, some at the Westin. There are many of them over at the Apparel Mart. If you have a long sweeping costume, have either a handler or that you yourself can lift that up, because we don't want it, first of all, to get stuck, because that could hurt you and also could break the escalators. So if you got those kind of sweeping costumes that you're worried about with escalators or anything like that, lift them up and have somebody who can help you if it's really, really one that it's hard for you to get to.
Or take the stairs.
Or take the stairs.
Or an elevator if you can. Now, speaking of elevator, well, first of all, let me go back to escalators and we'll talk to elevators.
Okay.
Escalators also, don't stop at the end. Keep moving.
Keep moving.
And to that point, even though it may not be the person that's getting off the escalator right there that stopped, keep moving five people out. Even if you think you're far enough away from the escalator, it shouldn't matter. You aren't.
Take another couple
keep
of
moving.
Steps.
Keep moving. I have seen people get backed up on the thing. And by the way, the escalator doesn't stop. Nope. It keeps going. And it becomes a problem really quickly.
Yes.
But if you're not going to take the escalator and you have to take an elevator, let's get some rules for that.
Well, remember, there are people that have to take the elevator. They are in wheelchairs. They are using other aided support devices. They have whatever.
And there may be also other reasons, right?
What?
And there may be other non-obvious reasons as well.
And there may be non-visible issues. I have fibromyalgia. By day four of the con, it is very hard for me sometimes to get around. So sometimes I am taking elevators more. And you're looking at me like, why? She looks like she could walk the series. Don't make that judgment. That's not your judgment. But be nice. Let people on and let people off. Let people who cannot use the escalator or the stairs on first. Okay? They're there. I'm unfortunately a proponent of go up to go down to go up, because sometimes that's the only way you can really get in, and that's okay. But don't be a jerk about it. If you're just going there and going up and down and up and down, don't get off. Do something else. But do let people on. Especially the one thing I saw, and it really upset me a couple of times, is parents trying to get on with kids, and there's like a parent and one or two kids and they're younger, and the parents just trying to nicely get on, and th- three or four Bobs jump in front of her, and they're big Bob guys. And then the parent can't get on with the kids, and so they're waiting. So don't do that. Come on, guys. So, you know, queue up. Be nice.
So
you know who got there first. Be nice about that.
So Lee is a proponent of going down to go up and up to go down.
I am.
I would argue, this is where this starts to come into play, that
yeah,
it causes more problems than it solves.
I would, and you're right. It is very difficult for me, but I would argue
that if Dragon Con had the wherewithal, or the hotels had the wherewithal to have people posted and making a set of elevators going up, a set of elevators going down, and they go, you know, and that's the direction they're going to go from one place to the other, that would be more efficient, especially in the high traffic areas, right? But especially of course, we can't. You know, we don't have that number of people, and
there are not enough hotel staffs to have somebody in each of the elevators. Right. So,
but
I agree.
But I would argue
right.
that you cause it's much like the people that get upset with people that go to the end of the merge lane and merge at the end of the line. End of the merge lane. It actually is more efficient to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It because it's built to go that direction. Now, again, the elevators, I would argue, are built to do that. They're built to go all the way down, all the way up, carry the people as you go up. So the problem, of course, is that everybody's all the way at the first floor. And it has more to do with the design of, like, say, for example, mostly the Marriott.
Marriott and Hyatt are the two worst about
it. Yeah, because they have a couple of floors that they use, main floors that they use that the elevator stops on. Well, actually, in the case of Marriott, if I'm correct, there's three.
Right.
Three main floors that are used by the con.
There are three main floors in the Marriott. There are only really two in the Hyatt. Maybe because I don't count the very bottom floor usually. But the one thing that I also would say, though, is if you are physically able and you are only going one or two floors, whatever your physical ability is, do it. If you're on the fourth floor, and you can walk up those stairs, boy, oh boy, that's going to be faster than almost anything you can do.
Right.
And so if you can do it. And remember, you're trying to get your steps in anyway. You've all got your little Fitbits on. And, you know, maybe there's a Pokemon hiding in the stairs.
If there is, don't stop there either.
Well, it depends. Are there people around you? Maybe you can, you know, who knows? Because people don't take the stairs. So maybe you can get a Pokemon. I don't know. I don't even know how this thing works.
You know what's going to happen. All the Pokemon are going to be in elevators.
No, I don't think they're going to be in elevators. I think the Pokemon are
going to end of escalators every single time.
Pokemon are going to be in places that are just, I don't know.
Anyway.
I will find out tomorrow at the director's meeting probably because people will be like, I found seven Pokemon and these are the places. So we'll start mapping them out. But I think that's the thing. I mean, I think what we're talking about here and I think this issue on etiquette is more about etiquette and mobility. But, you know, just don't stop. Find the appropriate place and let people in front of you be, you know, we're all going to the same place. I promise.
So
remember, if you're really concerned about getting in that one panel, I bet money you're probably going to get in it. Just be patient, plan, and also plan ahead. Don't be trying to get into William Shatner's, William Shatner's main event, you know, 5 minutes beforehand.
His negotiator panel.
So do some planning too about how to get around. What? I'm sorry.
I said his negotiator panel.
Is that what it's called?
No, never mind.
Commercial. Stop that.
Commercial. Anyway,
stop.
But speaking of elevators, so
yes.
One of the 4-2-1 rules, number one rule is bathing. It is Atlanta. It's hot. Please take a shower. Please put on deodorant. Please don't think that Axe body spray is going to replace a shower. It won't.
Nor will patchouli.
It can complement a shower, but it certainly won't replace a shower.
Mm-mm.
So, and if you want further information on that, go listen to day three of this year's podcast, which is a replay of 2015's, because we go over it we've gone over it so many times over the years that we just said, you know what, let's just make one dedicated to it and do it. And then that's it.
Well, and I, I think the thing too about the shower thing is you are going to be, as we talk about moving around, first of all, you're going to be moving around. There are a lot of people. So even if Atlanta weren't hot, you're going to get warm. Okay. Cause there are a lot of people. You're going to be moving a lot. Number two, it's Atlanta and it's hot and it's humid. Okay. So you need showers and deodorants and things like that. Number three, it's Atlanta and it's hot.
Number four, it's Atlanta and it's hot. And number five, it's hot outside.
There is nothing I can tell you about how hot it is. I can also tell you that, but you're also going to be at times when you go into one of the panel rooms and, oh my God, it's cold. And if you're going to gaming, bring your Nanook of the North. John, beep that out. Bring your Nanook of the North big jacket, because that gaming room, they keep cold on purpose because they know they're going to get a lot of people in there and they don't want it to get too hot and things like that. So you've got that too. But, you know, be prepared for that. Be prepared for the heat. Dress for the heat. Dress for getting around. I love the costumes, but do you remember if you're walking around and you're going to be doing a lot of walking, are you going to be able to walk in that costume? Are your feet going to be able to move? Are you going to be able to move? Are you going to be able to see at least somewhat in your peripheral vision? So, and if you're not, I understand that's your costume, but then have a handler or have somebody helping you. Because you got to be able to get around.
Right.
Did I say that? Am I okay?
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let's see. What other comic?
For etiquette on getting around too, is sometimes you're accidentally going to hit people and you're going to run into people and you're going to, you know, you might even do something where you didn't mean to be a Bob, but it could have seemed like you were a Bob when you ran into somebody. Just say, excuse me. Just be polite about it, you know?
Right. And respect other people's space, personal space.
And respect other people's space, yes.
Don't be up in there, you know, up over their shoulder walking. Give them a half a step at least.
Give them some space, you know, because we are going to run into each other. But yeah, give them their space. Remember, this is my space and that is your space. We all talked about that in kindergarten. So keep that thought in, you know, keep that in thought in mind. I mean, when we do yoga classes, you know, everybody puts their arms out. This is about as far as I can reach. So that's my space. But, you know, you're not going to be able to do that. But do think about it and keep in your space and all of that. But then also understand accidents happen. So don't do that. Now, I do want to say this. If it's not an accident and if there are problems, there is Dragon Con security. There is hotel security. If you are at any time thinking that wasn't an accident or that wasn't whatever, go and talk to them. Find out. Try to figure out who that person was. Get whatever and go and talk to our people because we want you to be safe at con too. We want you to feel comfortable. We want everybody to have a good con.
Another thing to, as far as etiquette at Dragon Con, is to have your badge visible at all times. And secure your badge, by the way, just from a safety standpoint. It's not really etiquette thing, but from a Dragon Con etiquette standpoint, it helps everything keep moving because the volunteers have to look. They have to look at everybody, make sure everybody has their badges and the security guards that are letting you through the hallways have got to look and see your badges. Have them out, have them visible and available and facing the right direction.
And they are going to be doing a lot. They're going to be doing more and more security checks. As you guys have seen this over the years, and they're doing that to make sure that who's at Dragon Con, which is a private party, is supposed to be there. Okay. So either you're going to have a hotel key or you're going to have your Dragon Con badge. And I promise you, they will stop you. They don't care that you were in the Marriott and now you're trying to go to the Hilton. Do you have a key to the Hilton or do you have a Dragon Con badge? If you do not, you aren't getting into Hilton. And I have seen them stop people and walk them out until they can figure out where their badge or their hotel key are. So do that. And when you're walking around, there are going to be places where they're saying badge check or thank you for that. Seeing your badge. Or they'll say, I need to see your badge. If you can hold it up in one hand, that makes it much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it up. Hold it the right way. Keep walking and keep moving. That's a lot faster. And about the secure your badge, you know, get the lanyards, get whatever. Usually the badges are really hard to tear off. We had that one year where they weren't, but this year they are much more difficult. You know, every year they get a little more difficult. So, you know, watch that. Secure it appropriately for you. People secure it different ways.
Bring a nice lanyard if you don't have one. If you're not going to buy the Dragon Con one, bring a nice one.
Bring your own.
Yeah.
There are lots of lanyards out there. You know, I have one for work. I have one for my school. I have one for a lot of different things. So bring a lanyard. You need them. They're awesome.
Also,
and talking about.
I was going to say also when we're talking about that too, remember that these folks, except for the security guards, but even then they deserve your respect. The Dragon Con volunteers, people you see in the volunteer shirts are exactly that, volunteers. They would like to be in the line with you and going into the into the thing as well. But they have chosen to make your experience better by doing the work. So respect them. Say thank you to them on occasion. I would say every single time you see them, say thank you. But you know, at least once or twice, say thank you to a volunteer because they are taking time out of their day to make your day better. So, and, you know, and they don't get paid. Contrary to popular belief, Lee does not make $70,000 a year working as a DragonCon director. I think she makes $80,000 a year as DragonCon director. No, just kidding.
No, I don't.
She makes 80,000 hugs as a Dragon Con.
I get a lot of hugs from friends, and I get a lot of people smiling at me, which is what I love. But
that's their payment. So please pay them. There you go.
That's our payment is your smiles and your comments and you know your constructive
tip appropriately.
So we want that. And think appropriately. I think the other thing too is if you have small children with you, that is great. And I am thrilled that we're bringing even maybe the third generation into Dragon Con. But remember, there is an age on there. So at the age of 6, they have to have a badge. They have to badge. Look it up online. You know, so there are age limits on where you can do that. There will be in other things. People say, well, is this appropriate for kids? It'll actually say it in the on the app. Because we actually have a place to say this is fine for all ages. This is for mature audiences. This is actually geared towards kids. So there are things like that and watch for that. So that's important. And if you have kids while you're walking around, again, remember, you know, you got to kind of keep them with you, but also watch out because their kids all of a sudden, you know, they have the attention span of a gnat. I have one and I have a 3-year-old nephew and an 8-year-old niece and they have the attention span of a gnat. And all of a sudden they'll be like, look at that. And you got to kind of help them keep moving and then go find it later. And I know that's difficult. I know how difficult that is, but that also helps keep the lines moving and things like that. And everybody wants to see that BB-8 or whatever.
So, I know we want to wrap this up. We don't want to go too long with it, but
well, we're just mostly talking about etiquette about moving around the con. So,
I was trying to, not just moving around the con, but let me let's go into one final area here, and there's plenty of just Google con etiquette, you'll find it as well. But specifically around the etiquette of being in the panel, asking questions. Yeah. What are some of the rules or some of the things that we like that you like to tell everyone and that everyone should follow when asking questions, when seating, when doing those kind of things at the panel?
So seating will be, if you're in, all right, I'm going to have to do this in kind of two ways. So if you're in one of the main rooms, seating of course is for those who need some extra time getting seated or need special places getting seated. They will get in. Now, that does not mean they're all in the front row. There's different things about, different areas on that. So that's not an issue. Then everybody else will get in. Keep moving. Get into the seat. If you need to save one for somebody, save one. Don't save, my 8 friends are coming with me. No. Okay? So get in, get your seat, sit down. Follow the directions of the people that are there because they know how to fill that room as fast as possible. They also know how to clear that room as fast as possible. And for the main programming rooms, they're totally cleared between panels. The only day this may not happen is Monday, depending on the crowd sizes. But otherwise, all the big main panel rooms are totally cleared. That is great that you want to see the next panel too. Get out, get back in line, come on back in. You never know. You might have the same seat, but do that. Now, for when you're asking questions, different people do it different ways, but listen to your moderators. They usually tell you at the start of the panel. For myself and for a lot of people, what we do is we try to save an area that won't like impact anybody's sight line and say, look, if you have a question, go over here, start getting in line. And then we'll do one by one with the microphone and you'll get to ask your question. Some actors like to do just straight into questions. Some people want to do a little bit one-on-one, maybe with the track director or the moderator. Some people don't want to do questions until the very end, so they may only do a few questions. You never know. That depends on the actor, and Dragon Con works with them. That depends on the guest, because that could be, you know, everybody. So we do that. When you're asking the questions, it's one question. Not, oh, I have one question, but seven parts. It's one question. Try to make it as specific as you can, because other people have questions too behind you. And yes, we're all thrilled they're there. We're all so excited. Let's not go into that. Other things, do not ask for a hug. Do not ask for a kiss. Do not ask, will you drink out of this flask? We're not going to, first of all, most of the questions, you're going to have to tell us what they are first, because we have had people who have been inappropriate. But you're going to have to kind of whisper what your question is so you can do that. The other thing is, the other reason we ask that is because we want you to go on and be thinking of your question. Some people get a little tongue-tied when they get up there. So if you've already told me or the other person what your question is, we can kind of remind you, because you're up there going, I wanted to ask you about, remember, you were going to ask them about that time that they had to fight the Wesson that looked like a spider. Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard you don't like spiders, and then you had to fight a Wesson spider. How was that? You know, things like that. So that can help you get through your question. It gets a little nerve-wracking. Nobody's going to do that. So there's that. And so those are the things we do, kind of in a big panel room. Now, in a smaller panel room, questions are usually people just kind of raise their hand and they'll have a moderator at the front that'll pick people out. Oftentimes there is a mic that's being, a wireless mic that's being put around the room. And that's because so everybody can hear the question, not just the people at the table, but also people in the rest of the room. Again, kind of goes with the same thing of one question at a time. The other thing, so many of these fandom panels, we all have different opinions and we all want to talk about our opinion, and that is great. But remember, other people have different opinions and let's respect them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean we have to totally agree, but let's not call them stupid, or let's try to be polite, be polite. You know, I don't want to use professional, because that's not really, I want us to have fun here, but you know, be polite and just say, you know, I just disagree with that. I think I'm going to give you a perfect example. I'm trying to think. The Force Awakens. So this shouldn't be. I found it very upsetting that at the end Leia goes and hugs Rey instead of giving Chewbacca anything else. It looked very much like Leia had just dismissed the pain Chewbacca was in. And I think that was really wrong. And somebody else is like, oh, no, because she knew that she'd be able to get, you know, we're going to disagree on that. And that's fine. Just respect each other's opinions. And then you can have a dialogue about those opinions. God knows, at least for me in Extract and Lost, everybody's got an opinion on a different thing. So it's all good. So, but respect each other.
Right. And going back to the question asking too, it is good to try to think of, if not a unique question, a question that hasn't necessarily been asked 1,000 times in the same exact way. Right.
Right.
That's just nice to do, but also don't ask them to marry you. Don't ask them, you know, unless you know, you're cute little, because there was a, I'll have to tell you the story later, but there was a cute little story at MegaCon that happened with one of the actors from The Flash. But anyway, unless you're, you know, you're a cute little 10-year-old or 7-year-old girl who's got a crush on, you know, so-and-so.
Even then, don't, because
you can kind of get away with it. But even then, it does make the rest of us uncomfortable, just for the record.
The other thing, too, is, you know, and I've watched this great video. It's called Fish, and it's about the people at the Seattle fish market. And one of the things is, remember, and the actors are will say this sometimes, but you know, people ask the same questions every, you know, on Friday. Somebody else will probably ask a very similar question on Saturday. That's okay. We'll handle that, because maybe they couldn't be in that panel on Friday or whatever else. So that's okay. Don't get upset about that, but you know, if you have a question and the person ahead of you just asked it, I'm not going to ask you to get out of line. I might ask you to, can you wait a second and think of another question? Cause she just asked that one. I've had that happen. Somebody's like, she just stole my question. I'm like, then sit here. If you want to think of another question, I'm going to take somebody else and then we'll come back to you. We do that.
And,
it's okay.
And also,
we know we all, so many of us have the same questions.
And also understand, it's also too, by the way, those people that are there handling the microphones, they've been handling the microphones probably all weekend and probably have before. If it's like, if it's like Friday, they've probably done previous cons. So you may, you know, if someone does have another, use your question, you can always ask them, hey, what do you have one that I can ask? I mean, they probably have heard all the questions already, so they can probably come up with another one right off the top of their head of something to ask. So, that might be something too, but again, the whole, thing about asking them to marry you, can you, you know, drink a glass, blah, 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 that it makes, not only does it make the actor or, you know, a panelist uncomfortable, it makes the folks in the audience uncomfortable. And it's really,
it's just not nice.
Sometimes it's a little creepy. So
yeah, it can be a little creepy. Don't do that. Let's not.
Don't be Bob. Bob's really creepy.
That Bob is really creepy. Let's not be that Bob.
So, you know, and also the other thing about being in line, understand the time is not unlimited. They do have to call an end at some point, and sometimes you're going to either be that next person that was just going to ask a question or the person right behind them. And I feel so bad for you, and I feel bad. You know, I've seen it happen to just, you know, the cutest little adorable little girls, and it crushes my heart. But there has to be an end sometime. So,
and we, you know, it's kind of like the airlines. They're trying to get out of the gate on time. We know how long it's going to take to clear that room and get it set up for the next one. That's why there's that 30-minute break. So, you know, if we start a little late and we go over, we can try to make that up. And we really, really do. But when we say that's the last question, we're not trying to be mean. Right. We've got to keep everything moving. It's all about keeping it all moving forward.
And back to what Lee said at the beginning when we started talking about this topic. Yes, we all know that they're happy to be here, or that you're happy they're there. We all know that you're their number one fan. We know that. Yep. We all know that. So every second that you spend telling us that takes away from that person at the end of the line that's going to get cut off. So it's not to be mean. It's just courtesy to the rest of the people that are there.
Well, and one of the things, if you've seen me do it at some cons, if you ever seen what I do, one of the things, especially for people that are brand new and guests that we've never had before, one of the things I will start with is saying, everybody in this room, we are so excited you are here, and we thank you for that. And then that's our clapping and getting it out of the way. So, because that's it. We're all thrilled that they're there. And, you know, they're thrilled to be there. So, just remember that. So, and John, I have to go.
Right. So at the end of the day.
See, I'm so sorry. We have to actually end this now.
Yeah. Again. See. But I have one more question. But
you know what? And we will have another session on this later. But unfortunately, they got to clear the room because we've got to really get it set up for the next concert that's coming in here.
All right. So until next time, for Lee, this is John saying peace.
And bye. Now clear the room, everybody. We'll see you later. We're so glad you had there. Yay!
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.